Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome to Up Level Together podcast, place to uplevel in every aspect of your life, from personal development to mindset and spirituality to business tips and relationships building. We bring you best interviews, tools, and inspiration where one episode can change your whole life. Here's your host, Jasna Borza. Hello, my beautiful people. It's Jasna here and welcome to Up Level Together. I am just so fired up after this month of July to be back in the work scene. I've been taking it a little bit easy, but now I'm back and excited to bring you the most incredible speakers. I think I have about 30 interviews scheduled this month, and I'm just really fired up. Initially, really, this podcast was... this will be a really phenomenal addition to my brand and a marketing tool. But honestly, now it's just such a joy in having all of these incredible conversations and bringing you the conversations that I'm having behind closed doors so that we can all up-level together. And sometimes these conversations are not what, you know, is cool or sexy, but I think it's really important for all of us to discuss. Anyway, I am just really, really, really fired up. And before I introduce the podcast today, I just really want to talk to you for a quick second about what's coming up in the next month for those of you wanting to up-level together. And all of you following here, you know that Minneapolis Up-Level Together Mastermind is coming up in September, and it's truly my baby. Someone recently asked me, it's like, how do you unapologetically sell yourself? And my first answer is, well, join the mastermind. And I'm only half kidding, really, because here's the thing. I don't have any qualms about sharing about the mastermind because I know the results that it brings and the impact that it has on the people that join. So if you are an entrepreneur or you have a side hustle that you want to grow or even an idea that needs to be, you know, given birth to, and you feel alone and sometimes not enough and you're struggling and you need resources and support, and you are going to get more done in these 5 months than you normally would in a year. And I'll give an example of that. You know, I'm just joined a bunch of masterminds this year myself, and I've seen my business grow by leaps and bounds. So I am not just telling you something that I don't believe in. I take my own medicine. I'm going to be in a mastermind for the rest of my life. I just literally rejoined another one and yet another one for 2020 because on my own, I can do nothing. And I'm learning I can grow so much more as a human when I'm working with other individuals who support me and I know are there for me. And also the tools and the tips that I'm learning, they're kind of insider tips or things that I wouldn't know. It's just really, really miraculous. So we've had people double their prices, start completely new services or even start new businesses together within the mastermind. I cannot recommend this program enough. If you know me and you've been listening for a little bit and you're looking for a placeholder to really find your groove and make this your year, Up Level Together Mastermind is your next step. To learn more, just go on jasnaborza.com/mastermind and check it out more. DM me on Instagram and just we can even have a conversation to see if it's the right fit, but I can't say enough good things about it. So enough about that. Today's interview is so good. Stephanie Peters is the Lady Boss. She is the founder of the Lady Boss Empire, and she and I met last year at Modern Well, actually, just very briefly, like, oh yeah, we should stay in touch, and then we followed each other on Instagram. And then we found out we're in the same mastermind in Los Angeles with Chris and Lori Harder. And we ended up rooming together. And I'm telling you, that was like the best thing ever. And again, what's miraculous about these masterminds is you sit in the room with these women and initially we're and men, and we're feeling like, oh my God, who am I in here? How do I behave? And then all of a sudden, it's like you drop all the pretenses and you just like share yourself. You just be you and connections are made and it's brilliant. And Stephanie is one of the greatest gifts that to me to come out of a mastermind. It's really those connections that are friendships for a lifetime. She's actually a best-selling author of the book Unleash Your Lady Boss, and she's the host of the Boss Life podcast. She has relentless passion. You guys, you have got to listen to this. And she just has a mountain of resources to help you pursue your God-given potential. She is a self-made millionaire. She got started when she was 18, and we really talk about what that looks like and how she got started and a defining moment for her when she was like, I'm either going to give up or go all in. And that's really, really, really important because all of us think like, oh yeah, self-made millionaire is straight line. And of course you got in early or whatever it is. She worked for years and she got no traction. And then there's this defining moment that changed everything for her. She started with network marketing and now has transitioned into coaching and speaking and inspiring others. And we also talk about investing in real estate. I'm telling you guys, I'm learning so much about her. She does so much behind the scenes and she is a force of nature and most certainly one to follow. You know, if you look at it, she not only is an entrepreneur and a serial entrepreneur that has not only survived but thrived, but she also is beating the odds, you know, from her. She's going to tell you a little bit more about that. But she's also creating passive income streams, multiple, right? So there's network marketing and real estate and other investments and other programs. And I think it's really encouraging all of us to think about different ways of making money. And I just really can't say enough about this interview, about this woman. There was a golden nugget after a golden nugget. I know for a fact that there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you capture today that you'll be like, oh my God, this is incredible. So grab pen and paper, get ready to write. And get ready to implement because we talk strategy, but we also talk about like actual things you could do today to move your life, not just business, but life forward. So without further ado, here's Stephanie Peters of the Lady Boss Empire. Stephanie, I'm so excited. Hey. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I am so freaking excited about today. Am I allowed to say that on podcast?
I'm so extremely honored. You slayed it on my podcast. So Lord knows I'm excited to chat.
I love it. We always have the best conversations. And, you know, as I recorded the intro, I was telling people how we're in, you know, like gotten so incredibly close. We actually met here in Minnesota, but we really got to know each other in a mastermind. And I'm thinking it's like you're now a friend for life, forever and ever. It's like, it's absolutely incredible what happens when we get in the room and create a room among sisters. So I'm just so incredibly blessed. So I was thinking really long and hard about where to even start. You are so incredibly accomplished and there's so much that I want to cover. I know that this is going to be one of those episodes that brings the lady bosses across the world such inspiration because that's what you do for me every single time I talk to you. And I was talking to Christina the other day and we're like, you know, Stephanie is this like silent river. She just like moves through and she's like, she's not aggressive, but she moves mountains. Like she erodes mountains. You've been doing so much behind the scenes. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So I want to start with your story of how you began because I think it's fascinating. Would you please tell us how you got started in entrepreneurship at a swell age of 18, which is incredible, and really managed to build such an empire? You're a self-made millionaire, and we all are just dying to know how did this all come to be.
Oh, well, yes. Now I have to say the exact same thing about you. You're not a silent river. You are out there, sister. And you are moving mountains. Let's just put it that way.
I love you.
I'm not on the social media game as much, but I will say, I think there is just so much power in coming together as lady bosses, and how can I add value to who you are, what you're doing, and, you know, the women and our roomies that we met at the mastermind. Like, I know that all of you amazing powerhouse lady bosses are going to be friends for life. And I think that's what it's all about. It's being purpose driven, staying in our lane, linking arms and saying, let's do this together.
Yes.
And so to go back on the whole journey of an entrepreneur, let me just put it out there. I was crazy and I am crazy this path, as you already know. Entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart, but if you have one entrepreneurial bone in your body, you owe it to yourself to take that road. And I caught the bug actually early on. My mom even joked. She's like, you came out a lady boss. And I always have thought differently. And so when I graduated from high school, transitioning over to college, I knew I didn't want to work for the man. I didn't want to trade hours for dollars. I didn't want to join, you know, the 40-40-40 club where you work for 40 years, 40 hours a week, and then you retire on 40% of the income that most can't live on in the first place. And I'm like, I want options. I want to, you know, work my own hours, be my own boss. And I not only want to make an amazing income, but I want to make an impact in people's lives. I want to leave a legacy of hope and show people what's possible for them, breathe that life into them. And so I actually started training and coaching for Dale Carnegie at 16 and 17 and 18 years old. And I was training 40 and 50 and 60 year olds. And I came to the table with not a lot of people skills. I got really rejected early on in the game. And so I really, I just kind of went inward and I went very introverted. And so my mom and dad signed me up for this Dale Carnegie course. It lit a fire up inside of me that I knew I wanted to go on this personal development journey. And I also wanted to help a lot of other people do that same thing. And so when I really caught the vision of how giving people the tools, giving people the resources, and breathing that life and belief into them, how that will impact their life forever. And you have no idea that one person, when you change the game for them, you have no idea how many other people they're going to touch.
Pay forward.
You can't count the number of apple trees in an apple seed.
Oh, that is good. I'm writing the things that you're saying. So I'm like, I'm already ready. There's going to be a million things that you say. So I make sure I write all of them. Oh, that's a quotable.
So anyway, so back on track, I get a little ADD, so you're gonna have to hold me in. Reel me in. But anyway, so I just really caught that vision early on in the game of the personal development journey. So my dad asked me early on, he's like, what do you ultimately want to do? I said, I want to help people be the best version of themselves, whatever that looks like. And I want to build an empire. And so that's when he introduced me to a network marketing company that at first I was like, oh man, I'm not super extroverted. This is going to be completely outside my comfort zone, but it already had everything to do with what my brand was. I was already about physical wellness. I was already about financial, personal, environmental. So when I'm like, you know what, that's already my brand. It's teaching on that concept. So why not give it the good old college try?
That's amazing. Do you want to tell us what company that is?
Well, I probably cannot.
Okay, got it. All right.
Nonetheless, if someone is curious to know details, I will definitely reach out to me. We can chat all the details.
Well, now they definitely will, because someone who has built it, first of all, I know what it is, and I'm just so impressed with what you have done within that industry. And I think it is absolutely incredible that you have literally built all of that on your own. That's impressive.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been such a beautiful journey. But I will say, like, even the first 6 months, people ask me, you know, if you were to start all over again, how would that go? And what would you do differently? And I will tell you, I was so egotistical early on that I wanted to do it my way. The first 6 months, I was just banging my head against the wall. And I'm like, I'm going to make this work. And I was so in the masculine energy and I went nowhere super fast.
Mm.
And it was so life-changing. And I don't know if I want to go into like all the details of what happened. I go into more depth in my book, but basically I had a moment where I was such at a breaking point. I was so low and I had got no after no after no and rejection after rejection in this network marketing company. And I'm like, what gives? You know, and my mom, I'm not doing this story justice, but long story short, she really called me out. She's like, you can stand the heat or you can get out of the kitchen.
Oh,
entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Obviously it's not for you. And at that point, if anyone knows me, they know I'm a spitfire. I laid into that woman and it was one of the best and worst times in my life because I got rejected so hard by someone and it devastated me. And you've got two options at a road like that. You can flatline and you can say, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm just going to go back to default.
Yeah. That's a powerful moment.
Mm. You can rise up and say, I am going to run after my God-given destiny. I don't care how long it's going to take. I don't care what type of, you know, drive and determination I need to have. I'm going to create the grit. I am going to build the team and I am going to impact the masses because when I step up in that God-given potential, it's going to give other people the permission to live out their God-sized dreams.
This is so amazing. I think this is important for everyone today who's trying to do anything, get a promotion at work. A lot of lady bosses are out there running their own businesses. People like me building a coaching business and different things. You're going to get so many no's, especially in network marketing today. But you're such a living proof that like there is that moment when you get to decide, this is what I'm made of. Like, I love that quote, you can stand in the heat or get out of the kitchen. Like, that's just brilliant. Because you really, that's when you, I think, almost think that that's kind of like a rite of passage for every entrepreneur, isn't it?
Oh, so much. Yeah, and it was such a defining moment for me that even though I was at such a low place, because of everything that had happened in the past, that I was like, I don't want my life to keep going down the path of default because it would be quote unquote easier. It's the thing of the pain. You're going to choose the pain of living life the same, or you're going to live the pain of progress. Mm. It's just a matter of what pain do you want? Because in life, there will be pain. We all know that. And now it's just, what type of pain do I want to endure? And that's where I truly believe the end game of what's the why, grounding to that, getting to that foundation, and then surround yourself with like-minded people that have done that exact same thing. Take notes, boss up, you know, get your big girl panties on and let's go.
It's just so brilliant. We're 5 minutes into the conversation. You're like already just dropping nugget after a nugget. I'm like, I can't stop writing. It's going to be interesting cutting this down into audiographs. I can't wait to do that. So how long, you know, we all know now that you're a self-made millionaire in the world of network marketing. How long did it take you from that defining point to actually getting to your first million?
It's really crazy. So what happened is, so the first 6 months I went nowhere super fast. I had that defining moment. And within 18 months, I hit senior director. And then within 4 years, I became the youngest female executive director in the company to date. I shattered the glass ceiling for women. And I'm so grateful. I remember standing in front of over 10,000 people and the CEO of the company, he said, Stephanie, you're my hero.
Wow.
And it was great that he said that, but the principle was, I remember just taking the microphone and saying, you know what? There's no difference between you that's sitting in the seat and me. The only difference is I made a decision and I wasn't denied. And God helped me through. I surrendered the how in driving towards the why and just giving God everything. Like, there were days where I just bawled my eyes out because I was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. But I was like, God, I know that this is the path that you have me on, and I'm going to put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. I'm not going to put a time frame on it. And, you know, I became, what was the age? I'm not great with numbers, but I became a millionaire mid-20s because that's just what it was. And so it was really cool. And then what's been fun, the shift in saying, I built the base, but now how do we lift people up on all platforms, not just the network marketing platform, but how do we help entrepreneurs at large or people that want to live the life of their dreams? How do we do that? And go ahead.
No, I'm loving the conversation. You're literally introducing me into your next question, which is really, I think that was an awakening moment. Again, for a lot of people I'm noticing who are as successful as you are early on, there is this philosophy of giving and empowering others. Like, this is really great, this feeds me, but what if I could help others do the same? It's a kind of a drug. So then you ended up writing your book, Unleash Your Lady Boss, that a lucky listener is going to get as a copy. Stay tuned till the end. That was a huge success. So congratulations. You know, I'm really curious, when you published the book, what was the defining moment then when you were standing on a platform, all of a sudden you were not just in working for yourself and creating an empire for yourself, but doing it for other people?
So what's the question there?
So what is the defining moment right there as you're standing on this platform? What was different from working for yourself versus inspiring everyone else for you, from your perspective?
Sure, sure. And let me answer this question. And if I don't hit the nail on the head with what you're looking for, ask me again. But just to kind of give you a little bit of backstory. So I just came into a lot of success very quickly in the network marketing business. And that's when I actually was flown out to do a keynote leadership talk out in New Jersey. And I remember standing on stage and tears started to just stream down my face, and just looking at all the eyes of the people in the audience, and just like I connected with them on the heart level in sharing my story and everything that I had to overcome. And it was like, you could just see that there was so much hope in these people's lives of what was possible for them in that vehicle. But after I stepped off stage, I remember walking on the boardwalk with one of my girlfriends, and we were just chatting about the whole thing. And she said, Stephanie, you've helped me so much financially, but truly it's the woman that I've become on the way to the goal that's priceless.
Wow.
And that was like, and I literally got chills again. Like, that was the moment where I'm like, it's bigger than this platform. I need to take this to the masses. And that was the day that I founded Lady Boss Empire, a faith-based empowerment platform and resource center for women. So now we do different courses, we do different seminars, we do different things to help women at large, because so many women, the stats are that with women, unless their goals and dreams are validated by a tribe, the likelihood of them moving forward, let alone start, is slim to none, because they don't have that tribe around them.
Wow. Say that again. That's really incredible. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with that, I was like, you know what? That's what we need. We need to build tribes. We need to build communities. We need to have those people around us that when we feel like we have been completely emaciated and we've been out in the field and we're building our dreams, we need to have a safe place that when we're doubting ourselves, we have those other people that say, girl, you got this. Get back out in the field. Here's your vision. Remember, you told me your vision. You told me what you wanted to accomplish. You go back out there, you get after your dreams. And that's what Lady Boss Empire is. Like, linking arms. I believe that you can be the most personally developed strategy person on the planet, but if you don't have God in your life and you don't have that tribe around you that's going to support you when all the chips are down, there's not going to be a lot of the average person can't stand in that heat. So that's where I just said, you know what? I owe it to my sisterhood to help them to become them in the best version of themselves, because there's going to be all these people in the inner circle. You are a combination of your five closest friends, the books that you read, the places that you go, and probably the podcast you listen to, right? And so with that, I need to build this out. And that's the next step in my business, scaling Lady Boss Empire, because I believe I owe it in my purpose to help women to win.
It's absolutely amazing that you actually do it in multiple different ways. I see you being called. So there's like this calling first, like I want to do this and it feels good. Then I want to do it for others. Then a calling to write a book. And then another one I hear it's coming. We're going to talk about that. And then there's the offering the courses that, you know, that moment where someone tells you it's really not about the financial, which is really important. It's about who I become in the process. Mm-hmm. That's really beautiful. I want to go back just for a second, because this is something really scary to me and scary to so many of the people that are listening to this podcast. I hear this often. A lot of us would like to publish a book, and you're about to publish your second one. Any tips that you have about publishing and promoting or writing your book? Like very quick summary, because I think that it's a labor of love. It has to be.
A thousand percent. My first recommendation is get extremely crystal clear with your why. What's your end game with your book? Because there are going to be days like I remember, so I'll give you a little backstory of how it actually came into fruition of writing a book. I felt so called, like even for you, Yasna, like hands down, you need a book, because a book will open up doors of opportunity. You get put in the expert space to get your message out to the masses. I can't even put into words how my book has opened doors that, you know, a lot of people have great brands, but it's credibility in the industry. And actually, so what happened is I wanted to write a book, and I pitched a publisher. They said, absolutely, let's do it. So I started moving forward on it, but life got crazy busy. And I put it on the back burner because business was exploding in such a good way that I'm like, I can't do all the things. So I put it on the back burner, but then I listened to an Audible. I'd highly recommend it to anyone that wants to write a book. It's called Book Launch. It's an Audible version by Chandler Bolt. I listened to that on a flight from Florida to Minnesota. And when I walked off the plane, I said, I will not go one day without writing my book. You have to make that commitment to yourself. And so literally people thought I was crazy, and that's cool. I am. but right. You just don't deny it. You know, if people are always accusing you, just own it.
I love it.
It's like a fabulous type of crazy, just like you. Yes. It right. but from 5 to 7 AM every single morning, I said, I don't care how late I go to bed. I will get up and I will write from 5 to 7 a.m. every single morning until my manuscript is done.
Wow.
And it was an extremely hard commitment, but I will tell you, after I mapped it out with his course and with what I did in the Audible and listening to that, it was crazy how literally within a week of having my complete Google Doc done, or quote unquote manuscript, that same publisher reached out to me and they said, have you thought any more about writing that book? And I laughed and I was like, well, kind of funny. I've got an 80-page manuscript ready to go.
And that's amazing.
Crazy. It's crazy. And so anyone that wants to write a book, two things: ground yourself in your why, and two, commit to a time that you're going to write every single day. It doesn't have to be a long time, but do it every day, because life is going to get crazy. Life is going to get nuts. But if you can commit to, it won't be a long time, but maybe I'll do, you know, 20 minutes a day, or I can commit to a half hour, however much time you want to commit to it, get out a Google Doc and just start writing. There were mornings that I woke up complete writer's block. There were mornings where I woke up and I felt like inspiration was pouring out of me. I couldn't stop. But you have to ride the roller coaster of being an author and understanding that you're going to experience all the highs, all the lows. So actually I'm going to add one third, or one of the third thing to that is get get to someone that has written a book similar to what you want to write, or take an author out for lunch. Ask them what they did. Ask them how they did it, because you don't want to be going rogue trying to piece it together on your own. Listen to the experts and they will guide you through the process, or get you to the person that will.
Wow, that's brilliant. So I heard you say, start with the why, know exactly what you want to get out of this book, make commitments, because this is why so many of us do not follow through, right? Commitment and then follow through on that. So whether it's in the morning or in the evening, and then ride the roller coaster. And then surround yourself people who have done it, or look for inspiration or guidance. And you've given us so many amazing tips right here. Oh. That's incredible.
Yeah, pick an expert and do what they did in order to become successful. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, success leaves clues. So does failure. You know, you learn a lot from people that are failing in certain parts of life. Take notes. Don't do those things, right?
I love that. Is that something that could be transferred to network marketing? So if there's someone right now, there's a lot of people who listen to my podcast that are in network marketing, which is why I'm so absolutely incredibly excited about this. I know about this episode. So is that kind of the same? Look for someone like yourself who's been successful and follow their clues, look what they're doing. Or do you think it depends on the market?
I think in anything, if it's network marketing, if it's building a brand, if it's real estate, I don't care what it is, find the best, take notes, implement, take massive action. You can't fail. Like it's a timeless principle. And I think, like, even in network marketing, people are like, oh, you know, if you want it to be a hobby business, follow a hobbyist. But if you want to build a massive network marketing business, go with the best. Like, it was so funny. One of my friends, we just went out for coffee, John. And John said, hey, I had this guy that was trying to recruit me for your company. And I laughed and I said, oh, how'd that go? And he's like, well, if I go with anyone, I go with you because you're the best. And I laughed. And I said, well, thanks, John. I appreciate that. But he said, no, I mean that. Like, you're building a brand that's working synergistically with your network marketing company, what you do with real estate and with what your passions are. He said, I want to align with something with that. Network marketers are a dime a dozen. I want to align with someone that's building what I truly want to build. And I think that's really important, that you need to find the expert in the space that aligns with your morals, values, beliefs, and where you want to go, and just totally mirror what they're doing, and then brand it specifically for you once you learn the ropes. Intern and then take massive action. But I personally believe you should intern while you're taking massive action.
Oh, you know, I see a lot of people coming to find you right after this episode, which is exciting. So you speak right now all over the country, and you are a very sought after speaker. I've seen you in not in person, I wasn't there, but I've seen you in action. And when people, one of the most amazing things is that people really linger after your speeches and they talk to you. And I would love to know, for someone as established and accomplished as you are, and you attract really great people, what do they ask you? What do they struggle with the most? And what's your response to them?
I think a lot of women specifically, they struggle with belief in themselves, and they struggle with the, can I do it? I know this is super cliche-ish, but I think it's cliche-ish for a reason. I don't know if I have what it takes. Mm. I've never done it. And that's where, like, even in my books, even in my courses, the reason that I wrote my book is because I wanted to take a condensed version of everything that I've learned, who I am, how I've gotten to where I am, to let them know that, hey, I'm not any different than you. Like, we all go through the same feelings. We all go through the same emotions. Like, call it what you want, but at the end of the day, we're all playing mind games. We're all questioning ourselves. Like, if you've never questioned yourself, you're not a true human being. Like, we all have done that. We all have been there. So when you can just say, you know what? I struggled with the doubt. You know, when I have something that comes into my mind that says, oh, Stephanie, well, you shouldn't record this podcast because you're going to say too many ahs and ums. You have to take more courses. You have to take, you know, you have to become a better expert. You have to do this. You have to do that. Then I always just combat it with, you know what? I'm not where I want to be, but thank God that I'm not where I used to be. And I'm going to own the space that I'm in because, you know, when I just come to the table with all my flaws, everything that I am, I don't want to be that person that's quote unquote Pinterest perfect, because at the end of the day, people don't relate to the Pinterest perfect. They relate with the person that, hey, you know what? I got rejected time after time after time after time. That guy told me, you know, until you're making this amount of money, don't call me. Or when that person said, you know what, Stephanie, good luck with that. I'll believe it when I see it. I winked to that same guy that said, I'll believe it when I see it, as I was walking across stage as I broke the record. Like, you know, I think the biggest thing that they just doubt themselves. So start, and here's what I challenge them is start doubting your doubts. Start like dominating your doubts and saying, you know what? I have so much greatness inside of me. I might not do it the same way. I might not be able to do it as eloquently as that person, but you know, even I'm quirky. I mean, you know this, Yasna. Like, I'm not the most put together version, but I don't want to be. That's why. Well, you and I connect because we're both a little quirky, right? But you know what? That's what attracts our tribes to us. So when we can just own our authenticity, when we can own who we are as human beings and forget all the fluff and quote unquote who we need to be or who we should be, forget it. Be you. And it's amazing how doors will open up, because when you own your power and you own that confidence, it's amazing how the right people at the right time from the north, south, east, and west are going to show up into your path, and divine connections are going to happen.
So that's a fabulous, I'm getting inspired. It's a fabulous advice. And I'm like, it's landing, you know, it's kind of motivation, like a shower you need to take a daily. Like, I'm totally like, it's landing here. If someone is really struggling right now, is it incapacitated with that doubt? What is the first thing? So like, start doubting your doubts, but what is the first thing that's so tangible they could do when they're really, really scared?
Yes. A great, great question. I have so many different things that I say in my book. I actually have a whole chapter on dominating your doubts. But one thing that was so helpful to me, it was actually a couple of years ago. I literally did a Facebook Live on it and I looked like a hot mess. But basically I said, and I was working with a client who was having so many doubts in her mind. And I said, let me challenge you to do this. I said, write down all the things that are renting space in your head. I'm overweight. I don't want to shoot the video. I feel like I don't have the skills in order to do this presentation. Whatever, all of those things, put those all down on the left side of a piece of paper. When you take out a piece of paper, you take out a pen, write those things on the left side. I don't have the credibility, whatever. I don't care any of the crazy that's going on. And then I want you to label that lie on the top. Then to the right-hand side, I want you to write the truth. I want you to write, so if someone says, okay, I'm not good at technology. That's what's holding me back in my business. I'm not good at technology. Well, how can we solve that problem? So do you need to be the expert in technology, or do you need to hire the person that's going to be great in technology? So what you can do is you need to reposition it in your mind of saying, okay, I'm not great in technology. And then you can say on the right-hand side, I will hire the people that are great in technology and own my zone, or own my zone of genius, own my space. So you have to reposition the different thoughts that are paralyzing in your mind. And then if you want to take it a step further of, you know, I don't have what it takes to succeed in business. And then I would spit back and say, hey, I don't have what it takes to succeed in business, but I serve the creator of the universe that can flow through me and be able to blow up my business on another level, because one touch of the master's hand, all bets are off. So you just have to discipline your disappointments and burn the lies. I said, and then what I did on the Facebook Live is I literally cut the piece of paper in a half and I said, you know what? You need to post the truths on the right-hand side on your mirror. So when those doubts come in, this is the truth. This is what you're focusing on. And then I'm faith-based, so I have a scripture to back it up, because then I've got the truth and then I've got the scripture to back it up. If you're not faith-based, then figure out a mantra or figure out something that's going to get your head in the right spot, because business, life, whatever, it's won and lost in the mind. So that's one thing that I think is extremely powerful. I literally lit my lies on fire on a Facebook Live, and I literally posted the truth and say, if you're struggling with all these doubts, you owe it to yourself to every single morning speak the truth. You know, love on yourself, be your biggest advocate, be your biggest hero. You need to be your biggest cheerleader, because when you start believing, it's done.
Everyone does. That's really brilliant. And I just want to repeat, this is such a phenomenal advice. This clip, this is a standalone clip, because that exercise is so powerful. And just to remind people that this is really fully outlined in your book as well, in the chapter Dominate Your Doubts. So I just want to really quickly remind someone that it's, or everyone, that no matter what stage you're at, you still experience doubts, because new level, new devil. And the people that really are successful are the people who just, they acknowledge that that's to be expected, but they know how to overcome it or handle it.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And that's so true. They never, doubts come at every single point in your life, in your personal life, in your physical life. And so it's so fun when you can just become self-aware and say, you know what? Let it go. I know how to take something in my toolkit from my arsenal and just dominate it.
Just go with it. Okay. I'm getting so excited about what you're about to do next. So we're always transforming, growing, and you are now in a different stage. You're about to publish your second book and your course, The Boss Life Blueprint. Coming out, The Boss Life Blueprint course is, you have a waiting list for that, and we'll talk more about that. But that includes a lot of the different things that you didn't talk about in the Unleash Your Lady Boss. Would you tell us what's the biggest change that you have learned about, you know, this blueprint? Because you have learned a few things in the last few years and have implemented them yourself, which has made you even more successful. Would you talk to us about three principles that have been life-changing for you?
Well, really, I'm taking the book of Unleash Your Lady Boss and I'm blowing it out with a massive all-out plan for them. Because you can be all inspired by all the different principles, but if you aren't taking action on it, it doesn't freaking matter, right? Mm-hmm. And so really, it's taking those principles, and it's helping you step by step by step, putting together your strategic game plan. Because I think so many people are like, oh yeah, I want to build a business. Or yeah, I want to build out a brand. Or hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then they just kind of haphazardly, well, I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that. No, there's timeless principles that you need to follow on a regular business in order to get you to the level of success that you're looking to achieve. So really what it does, it's basically the goals 101 and business 101 to lay that foundation for yourself so that you don't have any missing components. And now you're very crystal clear on what you want to accomplish. You know how to dominate your doubts. You know how to set the goals. You know how to build your dream tribe. You know how to collaborate. You know how to fail fast and furious. Like, there's so many different concepts that maybe they're really great at dominating their doubts, but they're not collaborating. Well, you're not going to be able to scale your business. And so you have to have all these pieces in place in order to build the business of your dreams and the life of your dreams. So it's really helping to take down the time in order to learn the basic principles. And then how do I apply it to my business so that there are no stops? There are no self-limiting beliefs. We have a strategic plan to get you from point A to point B. We're going to bridge the gaps, get it done.
You're hitting the head on the nail and addressing one of the most important pitfalls to actually making anything happen, which is execution. So we're in a world of consumption of so much information. I mean, I got caught up this year. I'm like, I'm just consuming, learning. I'm like, when am I going to implement this? So you are really, with your blueprint, you are creating an environment for people to actually get it done in an environment that's so supportive. They have the information and the support and the strategy to make it happen.
Yes. Well, and it breaks down to, what do I need to be doing on a weekly basis? What do I need to be doing on a daily basis? Because people want to build a business, but it's very aloof. And it's like, no, we need to have, like, you need to set up your morning routine. It needs to be a dream routine. So it sets you up for success for the rest of your day. And then how many power hours are you going to have in your day to move your God-sized dreams forward? Because life gets crazy. So it's setting you up for success. And then you've got a strategic game plan day by day. This is what I need to do. And you've got coaches to help you every single step of the way.
I'm just so, that's just brilliant. Let's just talk about that. You have touched upon, network marketing, and you're such a proponent of money working for you. And I'm learning so much from you. But recently you and I have had conversation about real estate. And if I ever need to learn something about real estate or really invest, you're the person I'm going to come to.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
I am, like, seriously, 2020 is going to be very exciting.
Let's do it.
Would you please tell us, especially women, about the opportunity in real estate and why it's so important, especially for us women, to invest and start to play in this industry?
I have to say, whenever I hear real estate, it lights me up. And I think a lot of women, that's not their their thoughts when it comes to real estate. I've talked to a lot of girlfriends and they say, oh, you know, real estate, my husband does that. Or, you know, real estate, I don't know if I can do that. My call to action for every woman that is listening to this podcast is, be in the space of learning the information in order to invest in your long-term legacy. Because I will say, there is so much money that you can make in real estate that you can leverage your time so you can get out of the rat race of trading hours for dollars so you can live out your destiny. If it weren't for network marketing, which is another leveraging tool, so you're not trading hours for dollars, and same thing with real estate. You literally, it's going to take the handcuffs off of you. Well, I can't do this because I don't have the income to do it, or I can't do this because I'm living in this soul-sucking job that's just paying the bills. Who said? Who said you need to stay in that job? Who said you need to live life by this way? Real estate gives you the freedom and the key, in my opinion, to live the life of your dreams.
So explain what you mean by that. Give us so many people and they're like, what am I doing? Right? So give us an example what that looks like, even for someone who doesn't have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in cash laying around.
Absolutely. Well, and this is a part of the back end of what I'm going to be creating on the Boss Life Blueprint, which I'm so is that I want to give people resources no matter where they're at in the money game, no matter where they're at in the real estate game, because there's so many different ways to make money in real estate. Airbnb is an incredible way to make, income in real estate. Buying and holding, flipping, slow flips. There's so many different ways, but it just is a matter of how much time do you have? How much income do you have? What do you want your return on investment? What do you want it to be? And now I'm going to advise you to pick a lane, and then I'll connect you with an expert in that space, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
So like, for example, I just recently did, shout out to Jesse Mills from the the mastermind that we actually just finished up with Chris. And he said, well, I do slow flips. And I said, well, educate me on that. The average person would say, oh, I don't know. Just be open. Just learn. It doesn't cost you anything to learn it. So he said, okay, so most people, they're on two different sides of the spectrum. This has been my mantra forever. You know, if you want to get rich, you buy and flip. If you want to get wealthy, you buy and hold. Like, that's my whole concept. But he said, what if we could combine the two in a slow flip where you have good enough credit and you have a nice little chunk of change to put down on a house, what he does is he finds someone who wants to buy a house, but they don't quite have the credit to do it. But he was been in the mortgage industry for quite a while, so he can vet them to make sure that they can buy it out long term. But you buy the house, which I did just earlier this month. I bought a house. They got into that house. I put down the down payment. They put down part of the down payment. They pay me for every month for that house, but it's above and beyond the actual like mortgage so that I'm making money in the split. And then they're going to buy me out 2 years down the line for over the MLS value. It's a win-win for them because now they can get into a house versus having to rent. And then it's a win-win for me. I make money and I don't have to worry about a lot of logistics because Jesse figures out the details with that. So that might have been a little bit too TMI right now to go like into more specifics with it, but like that's just one way to make money in real estate, like the slow flip event. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Just to clarify, those are the people who wouldn't be able to get a loan from the bank, so they're unable to buy a house.
Correct. So it's a win-win because I'm helping them out in order to qualify because I've got great credit and I've got, you know, some good lucrative, you know, I've got money set aside to do deals like this. So then it's a win-win. You know, my money is working for me and then they get into a home and now it's a shorter circuit for them so that they don't have to feel like they're renting. So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is just kind of the traditional way of investing. So like when the bubble burst, this is actually the first piece of property that I bought way back when. In the good economy, before the whole bubble burst in 08, it was going for $225,000. I bought it for $105,000 cash. And then since that day of buying it cash, that has cash flowed from day one. So it's buy and hold. I've owned it for over 10 years and it just spits off residual income every single month. And it offers a service to someone that says, hey, I don't want to buy a home. I want to rent a home. Awesome. And now, you know, I've built a team in place that if like, let's say something happens with the toilet at 3 a.m. in the morning, they're not calling me. They're calling that person to help them with that. So you have to kind of build out a little bit more of a team with like a buy and hold. Now there's also the flip model. I don't know how in depth you want me to get, Yasna, on all of this.
No, I'm just glad that you shared the options. Like I wanted for me, I didn't even know that those were there was something that was possible or was out there. So just you, I think, mentioning the opportunity and telling us what they look like. And lastly, I don't think we have to go discuss this much more into depth. They can contact you directly because I know that this is what you really guide. This is what I'm going to come to you for. Absolutely. In a few months.
I get lit up on real estate and I just want to connect the people that want their money working for them. I want to connect them with the right people that is going to be the best vehicle for them. So if they say, hey, I've got a good chunk of change, I don't want to learn real estate. Okay, you need to talk to this person. Okay, I want to learn the game. I want to make massive income in this and I want a lot of it to be residual. Okay, then you need to talk to this person. So I'm just going to be the connector. You know, having a conversation, what are your goals? What is your vision? What do you want to execute on? Boom, I've got the person for you. Game on. You're going to do amazing with it.
You're amazing. We could go on and on and on. And I have like 10 more questions we're not going to get through. Let me ask you this. If you were starting all over again today with this knowledge that you have, what would you do first to make money? And the fastest?
Yes. So your question is, how would I make money the fastest if I wanted to start from just completely baseline?
If you lost everything right now.
Oh, good question, Yasna. I would have a hard time picking a lane between network marketing and real estate because they both tug on me so freaking hard. Well, that's a loaded question. I literally need to think about that question more. I would either pick the best in the industry in network marketing and I would learn the ins and outs and intern with them and drive all the way to the promised land, or I would pick someone in the space of the real estate arena, and I would intern with them, and I would just learn everything of who they are, what they're doing, what they're about, and I would drive with them, and then I would just go all in on my own and then start building that as an empire. Either one. I honestly can't tell you if I would choose the network marketing arena or if I would choose the real estate arena, but I would find the best, learn from them, and explode.
Well, you don't have to pick. That's the beauty of it, right? It's like, what would you do first? And that first,
too, right?
Yeah, that first thing could be like, I'm actually, it's not one thing. It's I would first, set foundation for these three things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is really, oh my God, I love that. Okay, so you've already told me what you want your legacy to be, which is really beautiful. But I'm curious, what do you think is the most important quality that we all have to succeed? One, if you had to pick one.
Oh, man, Yasna, these are...
Food for thought.
Ask the question again. I need to let this think.
What is the most important quality one has to have in order to succeed?
The thing that's coming up for me right now, and maybe if I would think about it a little bit longer, it would be something else, but I would say heart. Mm. Because there's so many different things that I think society tells you that you need to have. But at the end of the day, the thing that's in my truth and what comes up for me is if you don't have a heart to truly go all into a certain something, you can have a lot of drive, but at the end of the day, if you don't have success is one thing, but significance is another thing. And when you can truly accomplish your purpose and your divine destiny and listen to that still small voice and listen to your heart, all bets are off in what you're going to accomplish.
Oh, that's actually brilliant. That's actually real. That was channeled right now. Okay, I'm going to go to some really, really, really quick glance questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to mind. Best book.
Ooh, so many. 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell.
Finish the sentence. Life is
a gift.
My current struggle is
vulnerability.
I need to talk more about that. Having faith means
trusting your inner voice.
Best advice I was ever given.
Live unapologetically.
I love that. So this is so brilliant. I have notes and notes and notes and notes. And we're going to have to go through this and like capture so many of these incredible moments. I really cannot thank you enough. I think the world of you. One, I love you. You're a dear friend. You are a lifer. I will always be there for you. But you are a brilliant, besides being a magical human, brilliant, brilliant businesswoman. And that's what everyone needs to really, really understand as they listen to this podcast. You're one to watch and one to pay attention to, because even though you may not be on Instagram, you know, you are ladyboss_SP, but if you know what I mean, like you're actually behind the scenes building an empire. And I think in the world of influencers, we have to be reminded that sometimes there are women who are actually getting stuff done and they're not posting, it's really just posting photos. Just that. What is next for you? And now tell us, where can people find you? Where can they hire you, buy stuff from you, come see you speak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, well, I have to say thank you, Yasna. It has been you have been such a gift and light in my life. I can't even put into words. You have just loved on me. And you do that to so many people. You are just making such an impact on so many levels. And I have to say, shout out to Yasna's Mastermind, because if you owe it to yourself as a human being to align with these amazing human beings that are in her platform, in her courses, in what she does with the mastermind. So side note.
I love you. You notice, folks, what she does. Like, I asked her a question about her and she's immediately building me up. That's what sisters do. I love it. But tell us about you.
Well, if they want to go to thebosslife.tv, that is the hub. That's where you can learn about all the things on what we do, the seminars, the speaking, the courses, and soon going to be building out on the back end of that course, the different avenues for real estate. Really, the next step in the business is being able to be that massive brand and connector to help people realize their God-sized dreams. Wow. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And I've become very crystal clear on, you need to be able to make the income. Here's some real estate options, or here's some network marketing options, or, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need help in your health, whatever that is. I'm not the expert in all the spaces. I own my brand of Lady Boss Empire, and then I'm going to get you to the right person. If you're trying to really build your business strong, you need to talk to Yasna and what she does in her mastermind. So it's just the connector at the end of the day. My heartbeat is to help people, empower them, equip them to win. And so even like my mission statement, it's every day I equip leaders to unapologetically live out their divine destiny and glorify God. So I will give you my handles, anywhere from ladyboss_SP, like you said. Otherwise, our fan page is Lady Boss Empire. It's Stephanie Peters, that you can look me up on LinkedIn, on Facebook. It's with an F, STEF as in freedom, ANIE, Peters, PETERS. And so, Yasna, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a flipping phenomenal human being.
As are you. What a beautiful, beautiful episode this has been. And all of those links we're going to include in wherever this is published, so some people can really have really quick access to it. Thank you so much. I know for a fact that there's going to be people who listen to this and whose lives are changed forever. I believe that one conversation, one piece of advice, one insight can change the rest of our lives. So I know that this is going to be one of those for a woman or two or 100. And I can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, it's such an honor. I love you. Anything that you need, sister. I'm
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world. Please share with anyone that might find this useful, and go ahead to all iTunes stations and please give us a 5-star rating. So much love for you all. Please, please, please know that everything can be different. You're worthy. You're good enough. And let's up level together.